Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've been talking exclusively with President Zelensky in Ukraine, and he's telling us if the U.S. stops helping Ukraine, it will not win its war with Russia. And there's something else he's worried about, says the AP's Jennifer King.
Zelensky worries that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in the key eastern city of Bakhmut, Russia will begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. The Ukrainian president also invited the leader of China to visit.
I want to speak with him, because I had contact with him before full-scale war.
Zelensky's been visiting cities near some of the fiercest fighting and others where his country's forces have successfully repelled Russia's invasion.
Police say the Nashville school shooter legally bought 7 guns before killing 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school on Monday. The shooter killed by officers. Police say Audrey Hale was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder. The AP's Sagar Magani says President Biden is mourning the deaths and wondering why America allows these weapons on the streets.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools?
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In California, the Reparations Task Force meets today, just hours after an economist's estimate was released, saying it could cost California more than $800 billion to compensate black residents for generations of discrimination. An American tourist in Mexico has been shot and wounded just south of Cancun. Assailants unidentified, motive unknown at the moment. This is AP News. Israel's leader Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against a suggestion from President Biden, the AP's Charles Ledesma.
Israel's prime minister and America's president have exchanged frosty words over Jerusalem's legal overhaul plan. Benjamin Netanyahu has rebuffed President Joe Biden's suggestion that the premier walks away from a contentious plan to overhaul the legal system in Israel, saying the country makes its own decisions. The exchange is a rare bout of public disagreement between the two close allies and signals building friction between Israel and the US over Netanyahu's judicial changes, which he postponed this week after massive protests. The president said, too, that Netanyahu's government cannot continue down this road.
Hopefully, the prime minister will act in a way that he's going to try to work out some genuine compromise.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. What could be one of the all-time great basketball Hall of Fame classes, among the finalists Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Gasol, Dwayne Wade, Tony Parker, and Coach Greg Popovich. The 2023 class will be announced on Saturday, induction in August in Springfield. In the NBA, Washington, they were shorthanded. Still, they got 32 from Kristaps Porzingis in a 130-111 trouncing of Boston. Also, Milwaukee wins its 5th straight Central Division title with Atlanta's win over Cleveland. In the NHL, Boston got beat. Their 7-game winning streak came to an end. Yusei Saro stopped 35 shots for Nashville in a 2-1 win over the Bruins. NFL owners are meeting in Phoenix this week. Two groups have submitted bids to buy the Washington Commanders. Owner Dan Schneider is asking $6 billion for the franchise. Also, owners approved that players other than offensive and defensive linemen will be allowed to wear the number 0 next season. NIT finals are set for Thursday. It'll be UAB versus North Texas in Las Vegas. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.